bark, bark. Meow. Bones, can't you keep that thing quiet?
Sorry, Jim. Doesn't like a siege.
Captain's log, stardate 5440. We have been assigned to...
Meow.
Bones.
All right, Jim. I'll take it down to sick bay and house it with our experimental animals. Just remember, I was prepared to treat an ambassador, not to babysit an ill-tempered tabby.
I understand, Bones. We're all upset about it.
Yeoman, give me a hand with this, will you, please?
Yes, sir.
I confess, Captain, that for a change, I find myself empathizing with Dr. McCoy. This is a considerable disappointment.
For me, too, Spock. Captain's log, stardate 5440. The Enterprise has been ordered to transport the pet Wa'ul of the Moravian ambassador from Centaurus base to his home world of Moav. We are proceeding on course as rapidly as possible. Mr. Sulu.
Captain.
How long till orbit insertion around Moav?
Approximately 2 standard weeks, 6 hours, 30 minutes, sir.
2 weeks. Removing a Starfleet cruiser from commission for 2 weeks just to pamper someone's pet.
It does seem rather extraordinary, Captain. But then the Moavian situation is extremely delicate. At the moment, they are neutral. But since they lie near both the Federation and the Klingon Empire, it seems certain they will eventually ally themselves with one or the other. The Moavians are an advanced, logical people.
Logical? Do you call the Moavian ambassador's concern over his pet logical?
Logic and affection are not necessarily mutually exclusive, Captain. I speak from personal experience. I had a pet Salot once that...
Maybe so, Spock. But when you expect to play host to a full ambassador and find yourself carrying a cross between a nervous bobcat and a furry lizard... Kirk here.
Jim, you were worried about this being a dull trip?
What's happened, Bones?
Yeoman Prentice and I were moving the Wa'ul into sickbay. We bumped into a wall making the turn and apparently the Wa'ul panicked. We dropped the cage and the blasted latch broke. The Wa'ul got out.
Got out? All right. Where is it now?
That's the trouble, Jim. We don't know. You know how timid it's been since the Moavian crew sent it aboard. When the latch went, it took off down the corridor like a shot.
You let it get away, Doctor.
Who's that? Spock? Listen, Spock, that thing's got claws as long as my middle finger. I'm a doctor, not an animal trainer. Not that we didn't try. Prentice took a dive at it. His arm should stop bleeding any minute now.
For the Horsehead Nebula, what next? Okay, Bones, stay where you are. Mr. Spock.
Captain.
Take a security crew or two down there. Use nets. We'll have an interstellar incident on our hands if that Wa'ul is hurt.
Yes, Captain.
Uhura, broadcast a warning for all hands to keep an eye out for the animal. Most of them have seen pictures of it. Seal all decks above and below sickbay. At least we can keep it in one area.
Very good, Captain.
Put me on the intercom. I'll do it myself.
This is the captain speaking. The Moavian Wa'ul, the pet of the Moavian ambassador to the Federation, has escaped. It's loose somewhere near the sickbay. Yeoman Prentice has already been injured attempting to recapture it. I want no more such injuries. Anyone sighting the creature is to contact security immediately. Make no attempt to approach it. Kirk out.
Where did you last see it, Doctor?
Took the branch to the left, Spock. I don't think it went too far. It's probably cowering in a dark corner somewhere nearby, waiting for kindly old Spock to pick it up.
Oh, Mr. Spock.
Yes, Yeoman?
See this arm? If you're going to pick it up, do it carefully.
I'll meow. Remember that, Yeoman.
Spock, did I just hear you yowl?
Yowl? Dr. McCoy, I'm... Meow. Sure, I don't know what you're talking about.
There. You did it again.
Really, Doctor? I hardly think this is the time for levity. You with the nets, stand ready. Half of the group will scan each room while the rest of you block any exits. Clear?
Aye, aye, sir.
All right, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Okay.
Prentice, did you hear it too?
Hear what?
Zip? So, you better pay more attention. Yeoman, or you'll never rise above. Good hypocrites. Did I just growl at you, Prentice?
Meow! Holy reaction! Me too!
Captain?
What is it, Lieutenant?
I'm getting some very strange reports from sickbay level.
In what way strange?
Well, sir, there are several reports of fights breaking out among the crew.
Fighting?
Yes, sir, but that's not what's so peculiar. The voices of those reporting in, they tend to be... I thought it might be static, but not on every channel. Tend to sound like snarling, sir.
Easy, Lieutenant. Those kinds of reports can upset anyone.
It's true, sir. They sound almost cat-like. Wait a second. Here's another one.
Put it on the bridge speakers, Lieutenant.
This is Security Officer Gibson reporting. Captain, I need help down here. Discipline is breaking down throughout this level, I think. Get away from me!
Gibson, this is the captain speaking. Report. That's enough, Captain. Monitoring all calls. Refer them to security.
Aye, sir.
What do you make of it, Mr. Sulu?
I don't know, sir. I never heard anything quite like it.
Lieutenant Uhura, locate Mr. Spock. I want to find out what's going on down.
That won't be necessary, Captain.
That you, Mr.? Mr. Spock, what in heaven's name happened?
Happened, Captain? Oh, you mean these scratches.
Scratches? Spock, your arms. The upper half of your uniform.
It's difficult to say precisely, Captain. We thought we detected the crying of the Wa'ul in a small storage chamber. I set a cordon of men with nets to block off the only entrance. We started to go in after it when...
Yes, Spock?
I'm not sure. I experienced a sudden desire to run, to hide. It was fear, but not in the logical sense. It was entirely instinctive and irrational. I found myself striking out around me, desperate. The others were doing the same. I saw everything through a red haze. Something was telling me I had to get away. Get away. Get out.
Spock! Are you all right?
I'm okay now, Captain. The influence seems to grow weaker as you move away from it.
What influence?
That, Captain, is exactly what I'd like to know.
Captain, I have...
I told you to hold any further reports of conflict, Lieutenant.
This isn't a combat report, sir. It's Dr. McCoy.
Bones, put him through.
Jim, what's going on? I've got cases of lacerations and bruises piling up down here faster than Chapel and I can treat them. Some of the injured are violent. I'm having a hard time keeping them under sedation.
Bones, did you just snarl?
I guess I must have, Jim. Spock didn't notice it right away either. There's something that sneaks into your mind.
Can you describe it?
Some influence overpowers your emotions and thoughts. The soul urges to strike out and run in blind panic. That's it. Panic.
How about the source?
I believe there is only one logical possibility, Captain.
Just a minute, Bones. What, Mr. Spock?
We are being subjected to a mass telepathic projection of considerable raw power. A projection emphasizing panic and fear. There is only one entity aboard which could be expected to be experiencing such feelings. The Moravian Wa'ul.
Bones, did you?
I heard, Jim. And I wish somebody would do something about it fast. The thing's strength seems to be increasing. Our latest cases are requiring heavier and heavier sedation.
Do the best you can, Bones. I'll get back to you. Suggestions, Mr. Spock?
We have little information on Moav and less on this creature. I recommend contacting the Wa'ul's owner for instructions.
The ambassador? Spock, you know I can't do that. Moav is a diplomatic flashpoint. If we get in touch with them and confess we can't even handle a single pet, what are they going to think of our capabilities?
More than they will if we
never arrive. What do you mean, Spock?
I can feel it again, Captain. The influence. Dr. McCoy is right, as far as he goes. As the violence around it increases, the Wa'ul becomes more frightened. The more frightened it becomes, the stronger its defensive projection grows. We could lose control of the Enterprise.
You really think it could go that far, Spock?
You see, Captain, soon even coherent speech will become impossible.
Lieutenant Uhura, contact Moav. Get us through to the ambassador to the Federation.
Do it yourself, Captain.
Uhura!
I'm sorry, sir. Something just...
Forget it.
I have contact, sir.
Put him on the screen.
This is Ambassador Uhura speaking. Your trip is proceeding pleasantly, Captain?
I'm afraid not, Mr. Ambassador. We have a bit of a problem. Your pet was accidentally set loose on board a little while ago.
He was? Escaped? Captain, I'm shocked.
Not as shocked as I am at you, Mr. Ambassador. Do you know that it's against Federation law to transport an animal which can endanger the lives of a crew without suitable pre-notification?
But, Captain Kirk, he was is no danger if he is kept in his cage and properly treated.
You didn't plan all this, then?
plan, Captain? I don't know what you mean.
It would be an excellent way of testing our mental strength.
Captain Kirk, I resent your insinuations. I shall file a formal protest with your government.
Excellent. It'll go well with my report.
Come now, Captain. Such unpleasantness isn't like you. Are you by chance feeling out of sorts?
As if you didn't know. How do we go about recapturing your Wa'ul?
That does present a problem, doesn't it? The more frightened Iwas becomes, the harder it will be to approach him while retaining one's own thoughts. How long has he been free?
Spock?
About 40 minutes, Captain, I should guess.
Two-thirds of a ship hour, Mr. Ambassador.
A long time.
How about telling us how to shorten it?
But that's just it, Captain Kirk. You see, we don't know how to recapture a terrified Wa'ul either. The only thing I can suggest is to get within, let's see, 300 of your meters of him and shoot him full of Pac-M or LQ tranquilizer.
A
Mojavian drug, Captain. I doubt we have any aboard.
Even if we did, we can't shoot around 300 meters of corners.
I am sorry for you then, Captain. You must let me know if you come up with a solution. And now you must excuse me. I have an important appointment with the Minister for Foreign Affairs.
Wait a minute, you can't just...
Transmission terminated, sir. I'm attempting to re-establish, but they don't acknowledge.
Keep trying. Mr. Spock?
I see no choice but to make another attempt with the Nets.
All right. Good luck.
Needs it. Sorry, Captain. The influence.
I know, Mr. Spock. I can feel it myself now. Lieutenant, any luck?
No, sir. I will continue to...
Never mind. Get me sickbay.
Sickbay, Dr. McCoy here.
Bones, the Mojavian ambassador said a couple of strains, M or LQ, of a tranquilizer called Pac, would put the Wa'ul under.
Pac? Never heard of it. We've had practically no exchange of information yet with Mojavian medical personnel, let alone veterinarians.
Check the medical computer anyhow. Maybe there's a hypothesized Federation analog.
I'll try, Jim, but we're pretty busy down here.
I need that drug, Bones.
I'll see what I can dig up. Sick bay out.
Mr. Sulu, take the helm. I'm going with Mr. Spock.
Yes, sir.
Uhura, if you or Sulu find yourselves going under the influence of this thing, put out an automatic mayday describing our situation.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
This the corridor? Or Spock?
Yes, Captain. You can fight it a little, but it digs at you, pounds away like a hammer.
Like a hammer? Spock, I just had an urge to take a swing at you.
I am experiencing similar leanings towards belligerent action, Captain. You should be nearing the Wa'ul's last known hiding place.
It's growing stronger, Mr. Spock. I can't... It's just sitting there, Spock.
Yes, Captain. It's truly frightened. Just another 3 meters, Captain.
Get it on yourself, Spock.
Captain. Get away. Get away. Tear. Kill.
Captain, Mr. Spock, what's going on here?
Telepathic screen.
I heard. It's the animal there, isn't it? The Wa'ul.
Wow.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Nice, kitty, kitty.
Lieutenant Moress, be careful. Dangerous.
Nonsense. Nice, kitty. Armalurvo.
Mr. Spock, you all right?
Yes, Captain. I must report myself under arrest for assaulting...
No, Spock. You had no control over your thoughts.
Is this poor, scared little furball what's been causing all the ruckus?
Listen to it purr, Spock. Lieutenant Moress, what did you do to it?
Do? Why, nothing, Captain. It was frightened out of its mind, that's all. I was off duty asleep until the noise of fighting in the corridor outside disturbed me. I learned what was happening and was on my way to the bridge when I saw you and Mr. Spock fighting. There, it's all right now.
But why?
Naturally, Lieutenant Moress is not affected. She is of feline ancestry herself and clearly able to empathize with primitive feline thoughts. The Wa'ul detected assurance in a kindred spirit and at once relaxed.
Lieutenant, you're hereby relieved of communications duties until we arrive at Moab and deliver this pet to Ambassador Oavid. Till then, your sole responsibility will be to see to the care and feeding of Iwas here.
Captain, have you managed to...
Iwas is safe and content, Mr. Ambassador. Lieutenant Moress, one of our communications officers, is a Cation. She was able to calm it instantly.
Excellent news, Captain. Having a crew comprised of many races is a definite advantage. It speaks well of your Federation. I am looking forward to meeting you on your arrival. Please be exceptionally gentle with Iwas in the next time periods, though.
We'll be as gentle as we can, of course, and... Why the sudden concern?
You mean you didn't know, Captain? An oversight on the part of the crew which delivered her to you.
Her? I thought you said him.
An oversight on my part. Iwas is pregnant. She'll have kittens in a few days, I suspect. You can expect to have between 6 and 10 additional little Wa'uls before you arrive here at Moab. Carry on, Captain.
Mr. Spock, inform Lieutenant Moress she's about to become a mother. Inform Dr. McCoy also. And tell him to be careful during delivery. We wouldn't want either mother or children to get frightened, would we?
No, Captain. Wow.